Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. When a child is adopted, it's often thought that their previous traumatic experiences will automatically disappear. However, this is not always the case. In fact, many adopted children suffer from the effects of their childhood traumas long after they've been removed from the environment in which it occurred. This can be due to a number of factors. For example, some adoptees may feel like they're not worthy of love and support because they were given up by their birth parents, perhaps. Others may feel like they're constantly being judged by others because of their adoption status, whether it's true or not. As a result, these adoptees may struggle to form healthy relationships with others and may struggle with their self-esteem as well. It's important to remember that childhood trauma does not go away automatically once a child is removed from their previous environment. A great deal of brokenness has happened in a young child, still in the very early developmental stages in most cases. Now, every situation is, of course, unique, and we're talking generalities here. Adoptive parenting can be understood better as post-traumatic care. 24 hours a day, every day, for years. And while the adoptive parents that I know generally have gone to great lengths to rise to every challenge, the supports for these families have not. Being an adoptive parent is a constant tightrope walk. You are always trying to balance your children's needs for stability with their need for honesty about their past. You're also trying to find a balance between their need for structure and instruction with their opposition and distrust. Additionally, you're juggling their need for nurture with their resistance to attachment and bonding. And we're doing all of this without a break and without any real support. Sound exhausting? It is. But it's also one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do over the long haul. So why do we do it? Well, because we love our children unconditionally, and because we believe in the power of family and God and His power and authority to place each of our children into our families. No matter how difficult it is, we show up day after day because we made a commitment to be there for our children no matter what. And that is the beauty of being an adoptive parent. Even on the hardest days, we know that we're making a difference in our children's lives. Wait. What? That's not exactly true. It's those hardest days, the ones where you doubt yourself and question whether your child will really reap any of the benefit of all you've poured into caring for them and loving them. Those days when you're afraid that it'll never get better, when your world has been turned upside down, that you could use some real support. Adoptive parents need two things: understanding and support. We need people in our lives who get it, people who know what it's like to walk the tightrope every day and who can offer words of wisdom, encouragement, and hope when we feel like we're about to lose our balance. Additionally, we need tangible support, people who can offer respite care, financial assistance, legal advocacy, and more. Without understanding and support, it is very difficult to be an adoptive parent. If you're an adoptive parent, know that you're not alone. There are thousands of us out there walking the same tightrope you are. We understand how difficult it is that your love and dedication to your child and family are not magic wands for deeply ingrained trauma wounds. But even if it takes longer than you ever dreamed to see positive results, the fruit of it will be visible one day. Surround yourself in the meantime with people who get it as much as possible and reach out for help when you need it. Now, when you reach out for help, you're likely to find unhelpful helpers, and that's just the way it is. So don't give up. With understanding and support, you can continue to have faith over the long run. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.